Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I need to touch it.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for all my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease. So I'm paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve.
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio and all podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner. Keeps the alternative medicine wackos at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
And she who will do most anything for a glass of expensive wine, it's Lady Diagnosis, everyone.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
And we have our new friend, and she's actually not new, but she's returned from sabbatical, Jenny McKinney.
Hey, Toots.
This is a show for people who never listened to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you've got a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call, 347-766-4323. That's 347. If you're listening to us live, the number is 754-227-3647. That's 754-22-PENIS. Or?
Bare nip.
Okay, I was going to have Jenny do that one, but that's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't share well.
Plus, I'm in your seat, so.
Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, Lady Diagnosis, and Dr. Scott WM. Jenny's not on Twitter yet. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy, or go to our merchandise store, cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, clinical laboratory scientist, registered dietitian, or whatever. All right, great. All right, well, hello, everyone.
Hey.
Delightful
hello.
To be back
hey.
With you.
We still got some friends on the checking us out here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, let us know about the audio on if you're listening to us live. Otherwise, if you're not listening to us live, don't worry about it. This is what it is. Hey, I got the... Oh, God, this is hilarious. I wonder if I should play this for you guys. I got the first version of the ad that I did for that guy with the synthesizer company, sure. Phonic Bloom, and also you can check him out at geckologic.com. By the time this is released, it should be up there. And I did a voiceover for him. Hmm. Of course, he's not he's not a native English speaker, so I could never tell from what I was reading, because he just sent me these fragments and I had to read them. If it was because his English is, you know, is not idiomatic. He's very good. His English is great. Everybody in Europe is pretty good with the old English language. But I couldn't tell if it was idiomatic problems or if he wanted it that way. So I just read it the way that he wanted. Now I listened to it, and there's a couple of times where it says something like, let me see if I can find it real quick. Do you guys have a second?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What else you got to do?
Get ready to take a nap.
Yeah, Dr. Scott loves comic book movie talk, God. And then he loves synthesizer talk. So let me see if I can.
Moog Fest. Should we talk about Moog Fest?
Yes, we should. Oh, yeah. You want to talk about Moog Fest?
Okay. I want details.
That damn comic. Oh, hellfire. Y'all missed it the damn last
Comic-Con.
Time we did this.
It was in the dark, and it was glowing. We were camping in the Wicklow Mountains, one of Hibernia's remaining primordial forests. Once roamed by mighty beasts, their bones we find in the bogs full of black tar. The moon was full. I strayed from the campfire, hoping to see the glowing eyes of a woodland creature, a fox, or maybe a badger. But I met none that day. I found something else.
You kind of got to see the graphics with it. But anyway, I'm opening up this box that's glowing green, and it's actually the gecko loop synth, but he's doing it as if it was an alien.
Maybe you saw the leaked footage. Authorities deny it exists, claim it was a student project.
Honey badger?
We believe those specimens were their stray pets. Perhaps not the dominant species.
Yeah,
the skull's too small to host brains capable of creating technology advanced enough to be indistinguishable from magic. Defying explanation. But after many months, we succeeded.
And all the sounds.
So is this for a movie or a book?
No. Okay. And sorry, you weren't here. It's a commercial for his new synthesizer.
Oh, okay.
And that's how he's paying me, is in synthesizers. And actually, I would have done it for nothing, just for the pleasure of doing it. So anyway, but yeah. If you want to hear some of his things, I did a 15-minute expose, an introduction on the his new Glow Phonic Bloom, or it's phonicbloom.com. It's phonic bloom.com. The Glow, the polyphonic whale thing, and it's on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/lobstajohnson. LOBSTA Johnson. So anyway, so here he's showing the technology.
Seated in reverse engineering, at least something. Bits and pieces slowly coming together, and after great success of the first approximation, we took a few more steps, so we can make more copies for you faster. Better, thinner, cooler, sharper. Reliable engine, with close to zero emissions, and microphones sensitive enough to collect noises from another box that is powered off. This is not your usual Friday project. The master DI.
Anyway. Wow. But check it out at geckologic.com, and you can see all the visuals. And so he had somebody like make these fake monsters and stuff, and like they're in a vat and things like that. It's just so crazy. And then he has an interesting sales technique. Well, listen to this, and I'll play this part where he says, you know, putting the kit together is nearly impossible.
So, DIY kit may take weeks to complete.
Here we go.
In a project. The master DIY kit may take weeks to complete, and only a handful of people have succeeded so far.
That's, great. Oh, well, I'll just rush out and buy one of those. But actually, I did, because that actually sounds like fun.
Putting your own effort into making surely creates a better connection between you and the instrument. the open source nature hopes to... Okay, anyway. All right, just check it out. Gecko Logic. G-E-C-H-O logic.com. But that was fun to do.
Did you do the music behind it?
No, no. He did.
With those, he did?
That's his little box.
It says, yeah.
Okay.
It's the coolest little thing that you've ever seen. It's just a... I'll show it to you. It's in the... I've got the version one. It's a box that's like 3 inches by 4 inches by 3 inches, something like that. It's
not super big, yeah.
Wooden rectangle. Yeah. And it's all basically in software. And it's got a looper and a delay, and
wow.
Then it'll change pitches, and it just has you can program it yourself.
Yeah.
And it just does a bunch of really cool things. I brought all kinds of all that shit that's out there. I brought a ton of it to Moogfest, and the only thing people were actually interested in playing with a lot was the Gecko Loop synth. All my other stuff just kind of sat there, so that was kind of cool. So anyway, hopefully we can get him in here. I'd like to get him to Moogfest one year, and. He'd sell a million of them. He really would. But anyway, what were you talking about? Why were we going there?
I have no clue.
No clue.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it was good, though.
Probably really important stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, well, don't forget to check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. That's simplyherbals.net. It is allergy season, and he's got the best nasal rinse on the market. If you want to lose... weight with me and gain penis length if you're a guy, and I don't know what happens if you're anatomically not a male as far as weight loss, but you feel better. Mm-hmm. You don't gain penis length if you don't have a penis.
Oh, that's right.
But
maybe it makes your box make music like we just heard.
Maybe that's okay. Well, this is a different kind of box.
She works.
But check it out. Check out the method I used at noom.drsteve.com. noom.drsteve.com. All right. Well, what do you want to do? Let's just answer some. Oh, do you have some medical stories there,
well,
Jenny McKinney?
Yeah. So I went to, I did a foot detox a few times. And,
Keep going.
Hurry, talk faster.
Don't stop. Don't listen to him. His fingers are old.
I just wanted to make, because I feel like it was just.
Stay focused. Sister.
Okay.
This is
I already knew I was going to get yelled at. But so I did a foot talk. So, actually, more than once, I'm sorry to say that. But is it just a chemical reaction in the water that's what's happening?
Well, tell me. Tell us what happened. And then we'll. And then we'll talk
so
about
they
it.
So they put like.
Did they look at the colors that came out of your feet and told you what's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't. Here's what. So I worked at a soldering, a circuit board manufacturer for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I just didn't feel good. And then I went to the little salt therapy place, but
sure.
They were doing a foot detox.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, I'll just try it. And it was so nasty. Whatever was happening, mm-hmm. I don't know what was happening in the tub, but it was so disgusting, because it would turn different colors.
Right.
But I was wondering if it's really just a reaction with the salt that they're putting in.
It's even worse than that. They'll sell these pads that you put in your shoes. And then when you pull them out, they're black.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, look at the toxin. So,
right.
So this is how you would test this. And they're not ever willing to do this.
Sure.
First, what toxins are removing? So you were in a soldering place, so you would worry, do I have lead?
Heavy
yes.
metal poisoning.
Yeah.
Or heavy metal. Totally reasonable thing to worry about. When you're soldering those things, the vapors that go up are not metal vapors, though.
Okay.
They are, and now if you're welding, it can happen.
Sure,
but
sure.
Soldering, what you're getting is the rosin core is what you're smelling. But, okay, so let's say... let's hypothesize that you work in a soldering place and you have a heavy metal exposure and you're worried that you've got some accumulation. So first, one thing that you could do is test that. That's testable. Very easy to test. So we have to define what our endpoint is. And our endpoint is we're going to be removing lead from your system. So let's test you first. And see if you're lead or arsenic, or we could do a bunch of different heavy metals, whatever you want to do, test for them.
Sure.
If they're not elevated, you don't have a problem.
Okay.
But let's just say for the sake of that it's so low we can't measure it, but it still could be causing a problem.
Right.
So now, this is also very easy, is you test that water before you put your feet in it. And you put the salts and all that stuff in it, do all the things that you're going to do, and test the water.
Now you put your fucking feet in there, and then, you know, and then when you get this chemical reaction where it's, oh, look at the toxins coming out, then you test it afterward.
Okay.
If there's lead in there, I'll buy it.
Right.
Sure. I will completely convert, and I will try to figure out some mechanism by which lead in, accumulated in the fat cells. You know, that's accumulated somewhere, somehow came out of your feet.
Right.
You know, because we do process toxins in our body. There are toxins. There are real toxins, and they're processed by the liver. That's what the liver is there for. And then they're excreted by the kidneys. And then, I mean, if you consider shit a toxin, well, that's, you know, very well encapsulated in your colon and excreted that way. Mm-hmm. So we have these mechanisms for dealing with these things. And but I've never once seen anyone ever consent to allow this kind of study to be done. And then they'll go, well, it's other toxins. Well, okay, what are they?
Right.
Then what are they? We got to be able to measure it.
Yeah.
Because if you can't measure it, then it's just bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's toxins we don't know about. Oh, it's you know, negative energy. Now, okay, now what the hell is that? You know, well, I'm manipulating your bioenergy fields. Measure them. Just measure them. Right. Show me that they exist, first off. And then when you do your flatus maneuver, whatever it is, show me that you changed them.
Yeah.
And then show me that that correlates. Even just show me it correlates with well-being. The well-being we get from these things, and I'm not talking about what Dr. Scott does, because there's actually excellent data based on many of the things that he does. So I'm excluding him. I'm just talking about these malarkey things that are out there.
Sure.
The benefit, there's real benefit. People do feel better, but it's that cryptogenic placebo or cryptogenic therapeutic effect, which is a kind way of calling it a placebo effect.
Okay.
I wrote an article in the medical literature just saying we should stop calling things placebos because people don't like that.
Yeah.
If you say, well, you know, your therapeutic touch maneuvers work on the placebo effect, they go, oh, they get all up in arms. Oh, no, it's not that. We're manipulating bioenergy field. They start making up ways that it works. Sure. But if we call it the cryptogenic therapeutic effect, I think most people would be like, well, yeah, we don't know how it works. I would rather people say that. We just know people feel better afterward. I have no problem with that.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was crazy because
but don't lie to me. You know, that's the thing.
Right,
and
right.
Don't start making shit up.
Sure. So my experience, I did it 3 times. Mm-hmm. And the first time it was terrible. And the smell was disgusting.
Yeah.
It actually smelled like a metal smell, which that was weird. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And then as I went back, the smell was less and less and the water was clearer. So I don't know how to explain that, because if I'm doing the same thing, shouldn't I have had the same result? Or could it just be that I ate something fatty one day and not the next?
Or they altered the water?
Different amounts of salt.
They ran out of the crap that they put in there to turn it one color
or
one
they,
time.
Or they knew this was your second and third time, so they were putting less crappy stuff in there.
Okay, gotcha.
To make
it
look like it worked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. That's why I wrote it down to ask.
So I'm glad you did. I'm looking at science-based medicine.
Now, listen, but you could have felt a lot better from those.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you could.
But as far as it actually pulling
it could be acupressure or just the bubble and stuff, too.
Sure. And just soaking your feet feels good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's probably just relaxing and then,
there's a lot that Dr. Scott does that is just that deep relaxation, which no one can say that's bad for you.
Oh, it's really good.
Yes.
You know? And then there is data for acupuncture in certain things. Like Dr. Scott would be the first to tell you he's not curing cancer with acupuncture. There are people out there that will, you know, promote it for that.
Sure.
But, you know,
I help people like you treat.
That's exactly
right. When they feel bad,
that's exactly right.
Give yourself a meal. I help them feel better.
That's right. He can help people get through their treatments or just feel better.
Yep.
When Dr. Scott and I first started working together, I was doing primary care. And he would come on Tuesdays, and I would send him all the people that I saw that were sort of walking wounded that they felt bad, but I couldn't figure out why. failed antidepressants. They didn't have hypothyroidism. Their testosterone was okay. Whatever it was, they were okay. All their labs and all that stuff. I didn't have a diagnosis for them, but they'd go see him, and he'd always have a diagnosis because people want their condition to be named, even if it isn't some Western diagnosis.
Right.
Could be, you know, malodorous chi or, you know, whatever.
Rebellious stomach chi.
Yeah, yeah. He's got it. He had a diagnosis for him. You know, their fourth pulse was, you know, whatever.
Shallow and slippery.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
But they would 100% of the time come back feeling better.
Yeah.
100% of the time. Oh, that's
good
record.
Wow. Some of that is just the attention.
Yes,
he spends.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just because he really, you know, coddles them. Yep.
Patience.
I do.
And I do too, but they wanted an allopathic approach from me, and they got something different from him. Mm-hmm. When I was in medical school, we watched a video of a guy in the remote mountains of some faraway place in the South Pacific, and he was the village doctor. And what he would do is he would talk to people, they'd tell him what was wrong, and then he'd lay him down, he'd shake palm fronds all over him. And we were laughing at the time, and then they, you know, they knew we would. Because, oh, you know, how quaint, you know. But that person was fulfilling the same societal role that we do as high priests and priestesses of Western medicine.
Sure.
You know, that you are, and that's why doctors who have a bad bedside manner or minimize their patients' complaints get bad reviews on health grades and stuff. Because what people are looking for is to be heard and to be seen.
Yes.
To be seen as human beings and to have their complaints heard.
Right.
And actually treating it is almost secondary in a lot of cases.
Yes.
And Scott and I both know that 90% of all of our patients are going to get better if we did nothing.
Anyway, right.
It's that 10% where we really can do stuff, you know. Yeah, and he's got his 10% that he can do things that I can't do, and I've got my 10% that I can do things that he can't do. Yeah. But but anyway, yeah, so it is very interesting, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I have no doubt that you felt better after having that done. I'm looking at a science-based medicine. This is one of my favorite websites for stuff like that. And it says, you know, of course we're assaulted by toxins on a daily basis. Everything's potentially a toxin. As the saying goes, the dose makes the poison. Some things are toxic in tiny doses, while others would require a significant dose to cause problems. Even water is toxic at a high enough dose, like 10 liters a day, you can kill yourself. So the natural world basically wants to kill us. Plants evolve toxins to protect themselves from being eaten. And that's why animals evolve mechanisms to process and remove toxins that get into their system. So our primary function of our livers, which are giant chemical factories, is to filter out anything potentially toxic from the blood, metabolize it, and then excrete it, either through the feces or urine. Okay, toxins are filtered from the blood from the kidneys, as we already mentioned, and a healthy liver and a pair of kidneys are all most of us need to sufficiently detox. So now, if they don't work, then, you know, or if you ingest a poison, that's a whole other thing. So now, the detox scam is hijacked for clever marketing worthless products and treatments, like much of what happens under the umbrella of so-called alternative medicine. A successful marketing slogan is more important than science or evidence. Detox is frequently attached to many dubious treatments as hand-waving explanation for how they allegedly work. And so some detox treatments include coffee enemas with the idea that toxins get clogged up in the colon.
I'm sorry, coffee enema?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's one. That's
so you're going to be up for a week, but your beehole will be cleaned out.
There you go. Yeah. And here you go. You can also detox, and by which I mean waste your time and money accomplishing nothing by soaking your feet in a bath. And they may use some kind of salt or even a gentle electric current to quote unquote draw out the toxins. And offered as evidence that the foot baths are working, the water will become dark over time. And this is a result of corrosion of the electrodes in the salt solution. Detox foot pads are similar and often also offer discoloration of the pads as evidence they're working. Color change there is likely due to chemicals contained in the pads, which simply oxidize. So, you know, they're just so my scientific way, I'm willing to fund, a very low level toxicologic study. If somebody wants to say they're really pulling toxins out,
right.
Got to identify what it is. And then we'll do a before and after and we'll by God see.
Yeah.
But if that shows that there isn't anything, then, you know, if it shows that there is, then I'll eat crow and I'll be a proponent of it
right.
for those certain things. But if it doesn't, whoever agrees to this has got to admit it's bullshit.
Yes.
Okay? All right.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Gotcha.
All right. Very good. Excellent.
Yeah.
What else you got? See, you stimulated a 22-minute discussion.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Did we even do ads yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, we talked about Dr. Scott, simplyherbals.net.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we talk about stuff.drsteve.com?
Not yet.
No. Okay. Well,
not
go to stuff.drsteve.com and get your Amazon on. You can click through to Amazon, or you can scroll down and see all the different products that we talk about on the show. We're going to be talking on, let me see, is it this one? Yes, we should be talking about genital sweating, and there's a product that I'm going to put up there after the show. If you want to lose weight with me, go to noom.drsteve.com. Are you sure I haven't done this already?
Yeah.
Seems like I already did. Okay. Yeah. noom.drsteve.com. I lost 35 pounds, gained an inch of penis length, and I'm very happy with my new relationship with food.
Oh.
That was totally through the Noom app.
It's going a different direction.
Why, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
You went
I'm
from
totally
penis
happy with that
to
too.
A happy relationship.
It's much meatier, yeah. too. It's just crazy. I wish I could show it off, but it would be totally inappropriate. But still, I'm
yeah,
very
that'd
impressed.
Yeah, that's a different podcast.
Yeah. And if you want archives for the show, go to premium.drsteve.com. That's premium.drsteve.com. And use offer code FLUID, and you'll get it for half price, so it's $1 a month for 3 months. That gives you plenty of time to download everything and then just cancel.
Nice.
All right. Okay, very good. All right, want to take some questions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Number one thing, don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
Very good. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Well,
hey, Dr. Steve, I was just wondering, why is it that I always have to piss right after I fuck? Never fails. I get done, and it's like I have to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It gives me the perfect opportunity to dispose of the condom before we do our postcoital cuddle. I just was wondering why I always have to piss.
Yeah.
Why does he?
You know, this is very interesting. So it, at first I was going to tell him about spasm of the bladder and the urethra after, you know, postcoital, when this sort of thickish liquid passes through the urethra, it kind of wants to get rid of it, and so sometimes you'll get some spasm. It'll cause you to feel like you need to urinate. Mm-hmm. Also, it can make it feel like it's burning, and if it does, dip your penis in just a glass of warm water, not hot water, just warm water, and that'll calm it down, and that feeling will go away. But I started thinking about a study that was done recently, and we've talked about it on the show. When I say recently, in the last, you know, 5-10 years, looking at women who have coital incontinence. Mm-hmm. These are so-called squirters. Women can either have female ejaculation or they can have coital incontinence. And coital incontinence, people will say, well, it's quote-unquote just piss. It's not just piss, though. It is it is fluid that's expressed from the bladder, but it's not urine in the sense that we think about. You know, urine is waste products from the bloodstream to the kidney. This fluid is, yes, it's water, and it's in the bladder, but it's not waste products from the kidneys. What it is it's generated during sexual stimulation by some women, and their bladders fill up ultra quickly with this very dilute water solution. And there's almost no urea in it. That's why people say, no, I know it's not piss, because it doesn't taste like I would think piss would taste like. It's almost all free water. Now, we know from talking on this show over the years that men and women are basically the same damn thing, you know, as far as genetically. Genetically, all of our chromosomes except for one are the same. And that's why men have nipples and women have nipples, and men have prostates and women have Skene's glands. You know, there are just a few things that differentiate us. Besides all the, you know, men are sane and women are right. Crazy as fuck.
Nuts, fucking crazy.
And there you go. I gave that to myself.
Right.
Gave that to myself. 2019. All right, Harvey. But anyway, so I thought that maybe there are some men that have the same issue, that when they get sexual stimulation, they would form this highly dilute urine, and they would need to urinate afterward, because men have a mechanism to keep them from just discharging fluid during intercourse. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard to urinate when you've got a fully erect penis, because there's a mechanism that just shuts down the communication between the bladder and the urethra at that point. Because that's not advantageous to procreation, is to be washing out the semen that you're putting in there. Because we forget that sex was actually designed for procreation. We forget that. Most of the time we're having sex, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. It feels good. But and you know.
Round chicken.
But, yeah, that's right. Whoa. Oh, shoot. I see I've lost the music. Oh, there it is.
There you go. That's better.
So sex is actually designed for procreation. So there are physiologic things that are also designed to kind of, and when I say designed, I'm using that word very loosely, that function to promote that. And one of those is not being able to urinate inside a female while you're also trying to, you know, impregnate them, because it would just, it acts like a douche, and it would decrease the semen load and all that stuff. And so that's just sort of my hypothesis why it's so hard to urinate when you've got a full erection. But
then she'd punch you in the nose. That's,
yeah, I was going to
say.
Yeah,
it'd just be gross. Unless they're a squirter, and then they wouldn't know the difference.
Oh.
You know? Don't you think, though, Dr. Steve, for men, though, with the, because you don't, you have all that pressure built up back in the bladder and the prostate's kind of choked off. When it all finally does relax, there probably is a bit of a vacuum where the urine does want to come out, and there's probably some residual semen left over in your urethra.
Yeah, and you're washing it out. And you're washing it out.
You got to go pee-pee.
But if, I think some of these men, you know, may have that same reaction, that they're developing very dilute urine in their bladders, and then just needs to be discharged afterward. And that would be very easy to test. To just have them piss before empty their bladder, And then the way they did this study was they actually had an ultrasound on these women while they were being railed by a dildo. Mm-hmm. And then they could watch the fluid accumulating in the bladder, which, what a study that was. Mm. You know?
Oh, well, it's all about the fluid.
Yeah. It's for science.
And but you could do the same thing in these dudes, too. You know, you'd have to, you know, attach an ultrasound to the abdomen right over where the bladder is and see if it fills up, and then have them piss afterward and see if the specific gravity is close to water. You got it. Yep. That's basically a done deal. And that would be, I want that called the Dr. Steve phenomenon, because to my knowledge, I'm the only person that's ever hypothesized that.
Well, we need to test that.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we need dudes that have that. We need this guy to call back in and see if he's willing to do this study. And we would have an N of one, but if we could find some other people.
Right.
You know. Anyway, all right. Because men are very much like women in that regard. All right.
Hey, Dr. Steve. I'm dating a girl who's got trigeminal neuralgia, and I'm curious if you'd be interested in doing a show on it. It's a pretty painful disease. It's also known as, in some circles, as the suicide disease. It's extremely painful. It affects a lot of people. And I don't know, if it's something you're interested in, give me a call. I can put you in contact with her.
Okay. So she has trigeminal neuralgia. This is a really unfortunate thing.
It's a bugger.
It sucks. So it's a chronic condition. It affects a thing called the trigeminal nerve, which is in the face. And it carries sensation from your face to your brain. And if you have this trigeminal neuralgia, even if it's just wind blowing across it, like you heard on Jenny's microphone when she moved, that can be enough to stimulate it. And it just sends excruciating pain signals to the brain. And it's treatable, but it can be difficult to treat.
Oh, yeah.
So I know Dr. Scott sees some of these folks.
A lot of them.
There's a certain percentage of people will respond to an anti-seizure medication called carbamazepine.
Yep.
And when it works, it's like magic.
Yes.
But it doesn't work all the time. So, but I know you got to try it.
That and Neurontin, too, is used quite often.
It can be gabapentin.
Gabapentin can be really beneficial.
So carbamazepine basically just quiets down those nerve fibers. And, you know, think of it like, you know, this excessive sending of nerve signals is sort of like a seizure, sort of, you know. So you're stabilizing that membrane and stopping it from sending too many signals to the brain. And so maybe 25 to 50% of people will benefit from that. And the ones that don't, you know, you can do Botox. And just for wrinkles, it also decreases the sending of pain fibers, and it'll work for up to 4 months at a time. And if you do it 3 or 4 times, you may not need to do it anymore. Now, you may get a droopy face when that happens, but, you know, most of those people would accept a droopy face in return for not having this excruciating
pain.
Yeah,
the pain's horrendous. Yeah, the other thing is we'll do a lot of interventional stuff. And certainly the acupuncture and any kind of injections into that trigeminal nerve or around that ganglia can be really, the patients are always very, very, very frightened that it's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't blame them. But what we do with the acupuncture is actually, I put needles in the face that surround all the distributions of the nerve.
Yeah.
And
putting them right in the nerve.
Not right in the nerve. Then I put electrical stimulation to it, so we create we overwhelm the system.
Yeah,
shuts down the nerve firing, and I'll tell you what,
AKA counter stimulation.
Yeah, well, it's called the fatigue gated channel theory.
Cool.
That we overwhelm the dorsal part of the spinal cord. Yeah. But hey, I tell you what, if it's either acupuncture,
even pronounced it right too.
You know, I think. After all these
years. He watched YouTube last night.
That's right. Yeah, I was watching YouTube on that. But, you know, it's either that, Dr. Steven. Sometimes we'll actually have to do some neurosurgery.
Do you get lasting relief from that?
Oh, man, you'd be shocked. I mean, I've had people.
No, I actually wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, you literally come into me crying and screaming in pain. And that's awesome. Normally.
So she needs to try that.
She's got to
find a DOM, somebody that didn't just go to a two-week acupuncture course.
And it's got experience with the trigeminal nerve because it's really difficult. Yeah.
They can do a surgery, as you were getting ready to say. Yeah. Microvascular decompression is the thing. And then they can do Gamma Knife, too. This is a brain stereotactic radiosurgery. And they direct a focused dose of radiation to the root of the trigeminal nerve. And, you know, it knocks it out. And
I would try the lesser of the...
Yes. Yeah, that's the last resort.
Those are typically the very last resort.
They get facial numbness from that, but it's that the vast majority of people will get relief from that.
Right.
So if she's done all this other stuff, you know, I would do... If they haven't done the acupuncture, hell, try it.
Try it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you $100 and it may really give you some relief, and then you've got these other things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is, you know...
That's a tough deal.
All right, let's do this one.
Hey, Dr. Steve, this is Rob from Virginia. First off, I just want to say I purchased one of the Navage systems from yourstuff.drsteve.com, and it's fantastic. It's one of the greatest inventions in the world. I'm breathing better. I can smell better. It's fantastic. Thank you for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
I do have a question, though.
And as always, because Dr. Scott always gets freaked out, that's also a last resort. Try going to simplyherbals.net and try his nasal rinse first.
Hey, do whatever works.
In the end, do whatever works. And if the Navage is the thing, I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Sweating in certain areas, specifically the undercarriage or the taint, as well as my feet. I tried cleaning it numerous times throughout the day using different powders to absorb some of the moisture, and nothing has seemed to help it out.
That's a problem with powder. You know, if you're using fresh balls, which is tapioca powder, and it's very absorbent, it's in a really volatile liquid, and you rub it on, and it kind of burns a little bit because I don't know what the volatile liquid is. It burns good, though. I like it. And then when it goes away, it leaves you with this coating of tapioca powder, and it is great for chafing and stuff like that. But if you're just sweating, there's no amount of powder is going to be able to soak all that up. That's the problem. So he's absolutely right on that.
I was wondering if you had any recommendations.
Oh, of course. Okay. So, a genital sweating is called genital hyperhidrosis. And you can get hyperhidrosis any part of your body, scalp, underarms, hands, stuff like that. And it's often hereditary. And if you have genital hyperhidrosis, usually there's going to be somebody else has it as well or has hyperhidrosis. It'll get worse with exercise, anxiety, stuff like that. And what we recommend for that is this stuff called dingo dust. And dingo dust, you can get it at, I'm going to put it up at stuff.drsteve.com, but you can just go to, I think it is Klima or Klima, K-L-I-M-A.com. Just search for dingo dust. You'll find it. And it's an actual genital antiperspirant. It's a powder, and it has the aluminum hypochlorite in it or whatever it is. Let me see. Let me see what's in it. Because that's the only thing that really works to stop sweating other than using iontophoresis, you know. And we have those devices, too. You pass a current through your hands, and somehow it stops them from sweating. It's harder to put your junk, and I'm not putting my damn junk in an electrical field.
In a physical therapy office.
No. But you can buy them. You can go to stuff.drsteve.com and get you a dang iontophoresis machine if it's underarms, hands, or feet.
But don't do it on
your
nuts.
Do it on your scalp.
No.
That's stupid. And don't do it on your nuts. Okay, so let's see what's in this stuff. Come on, where's the ingredients? Aluminum chlorhydrate. And it also has talc, cornstarch, lemon powder, so you get that lemony fresh feeling.
Oh, so it's clean.
Allantoin, that comes from placentas, doesn't it? I don't know. Organic lavender powder. Ooh.
Oh, calm down.
And then, of course, bismuth oxychloride. That's bismuth is a mineral that has a high surface area. It's very absorbent. So anyway, okay, dingo dust. Try that. Let us know. And, you know, if you're worried about aluminum, I don't know what to tell you. That's really the only thing that's out there that's an antiperspirant. There's lots of deodorants out there, but if you're perspiring or not, you're going to stink no matter how much you try to cover it up with just a smelly thing. So, all right. All right, let's do one more. Oh, we got one for Dr. Scott. And I'll get the music started.
Do it.
All right. Well, oh, for God's sake. All right.
Strike up the band.
No, I'm a dummy. Let me see if I can fix this. I got to rename it, and I got to put MP3 after it. Why wouldn't it know that? .mp3. And now we can play it. Add. Yes. Here we go. Very professional.
Hey, I've heard both of you talk about this a little bit, Dr. Scott, Dr. Steve, talking about a certain supplement, and I don't know what the likelihood it says if you take psyllium husk and you take another supplement or medication within a certain amount of time, it could block it or make it work less effectively. I don't think I've ever experienced this. What is the likelihood of that, or the percentage, or what percentage could it knock down the potency, to knock it down to 50%, 75%, whatever? Because it seems like something I haven't experienced, even though it says that on the label regarding the psyllium husk. And it says some other weird stuff about choking, but that just seems like kind of crazy because, I don't know, it seems like something that's unlikely, never would have happened. So, curious about the psyllium husk warnings. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. It's a great question. So really, psyllium is just kind of food, right? Psyllium is in Metamucil, and it's used as a fiber supplement for constipation or just as a bowel normalizer. We prefer Citracell, but it's methylcellulose because it's less gassy. Mm-hmm. Methylcellulose, the bacteria in your gut can't process it, so they don't produce gas. But if you're doing psyllium, what you want to do is just go to drugs.com, and they've got an interaction checker, and there are some interaction with psyllium, but it's going to be all stuff that would have the same interaction if they were taken with food,
right.
I think. I don't think there's any specific chemical interactions with psyllium. But, you know, things like aspirin, Benadryl, calcium, things like that may be affected.
Can increase or decrease the potency,
right, that's right. So you just got to look at the particular drug that you're taking. But that's a great resource.
Sure.
The other thing that you can do, if you're interested in drug interactions, is to get go to Epocrates.com. Epocrates, that's E-P-O-C-R-A-T-E-S. It's like Epocrates. Mm-hmm. And just get a, you don't have to be a physician or a pharmacist, get a free membership.
Yep.
And then you could, they've got a drug interaction checker. You can put all your drugs in and double check with that the pharmacy's doing their job. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Right on.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Another week gone by. Thanks to Dr. Scott, Lady Diagnosis. Jenny McKinney, who has comedy shows coming up. You got anything? This one's going to be the 12th of June, so you got anything peripheral to that?
No, just the one in July 5th.
July 5th.
Yeah.
And that's in Oak Ridge. Somewhere in Oak Ridge. Yeah. We don't know where yet.
Comedy at the Grove.
Okay, Comedy at the Grove.
Yeah.
There you go. And we got Rich Voss coming August 1st to Kingsport, Tennessee. Go to etncomedy.com for more information, or go to facebook.com/etncomedy, or just email me. We can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly. Oh, no, we're out of... Oh, shoot. Well, never mind. Well, I'm just going to run the damn music again because we got more to talk about. I got to make a longer outro because I'm just damn...
Wordy.
Wordy as hell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can't forget Rob Sprantz, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Tepp, Lewis Johnson, Paul Ofcharsky, Eric Nagel, Roland Campos, Sam Roberts, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Ron Bennington, and Fez Watley, who's early support of this show, has never gone unappreciated. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks go to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. And go to our website, drsteve.com, for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Until next time, Check your stupid nuts for lumps. Quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. And we'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
A basketball rolls into a bar. The bartender says, "Can I help you?" The basketball replies, "Heard you need a bouncer." Apparently Rapunzel was pretty tall. She towered over the prince. What happened when the marsupial applied for a mortgage? He didn't qualify. The most common of the high-risk strains of HPV are types 16 and 18, which cause about 70% of all cervical cancers. HPV can also cause other cancers, like head and neck, rectal and cancer of the male genitalia. We have vaccines and condoms, people, so use them. For another fact, please say, "Tell me another fact." To quit, say, "Stop." The average 190-pound human produces 360 pounds of stool every year. That's a lot of crap. For another fact, please say, "Tell me another fact." To quit, say, "Stop." Dr. Steve Chickerson says, "I used to work at a hospital, but I got sick of it. Fluid." For another fact, please say, "Tell me another fact." To quit, say, "Stop." Goodbye.